Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 20th, 2021. Today is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. I wonder what it was like to be John the Baptist. We always hear a lot about John right around the second Sunday in Advent, when he shows up on the scene dressed like a wild man out in the wilderness, calling people to repentance and saying, "Flee the wrath of God, you brood of vipers." He's an intriguing character, reminiscent of the prophets of old, and simultaneously pointing the way to the new thing that God is doing. The Gospels report that his movement gathers a great deal of steam. In fact, all of the countryside is abuzz, and people are coming out to see John, both to hear him preach and to participate in being baptized by him. At some point, though, John understands that his role is to point the way, to show the way, to identify to the people the person whom he's announcing. And in John's gospel, we see that most poignantly. We've already read in John's gospel where the Baptist sees Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now in chapter 3, the role of John the Baptist is front and center again as people ask him, basically, what do you think about Jesus' ministry? How is this impacting what you're doing? And in a line from our reading assigned for today, John says of Jesus and of himself, "He must increase and I must decrease." There is something particularly telling about the personality of John the Baptist in this passage. He understands his role. He understands who he is and what he is to do. And he understands who Jesus is. He understands that his time is passing and Jesus' time is coming to the forefront. And interestingly enough, and of course, granted, the Gospels tell the story of Jesus from a particular point of view, but there doesn't seem to be a hint of remorse at this point or a hint of regret. It's an acceptance of John's reality. Now, certainly, there's more to tell about the story of John the Baptist, but this scene gives us an insight into the fiery prophet. The fiery prophet hears the word of the Lord that drives him into the wilderness, but he also hears the word of the Lord that leads him to take a secondary place behind the one he has been announcing throughout his ministry. He, Jesus, must increase, and I, John the Baptist, must decrease. I've been thinking a lot about that this morning as I've reflected on that passage, and I wonder what that might say to us here in Lent, here in a pandemic Lent, here in a time where so much focus in most church literature has to do with decline in the mainline, how mainline congregations continue to lose members and influence. And I just wonder if we might take a hint from the Baptist here, John the Baptist, that is. What if instead of worrying about our own survival as a denomination? What if instead of worrying about what sort of influence we have in the world, what if instead of worrying about how we could secure ourselves a future, what if we adopted the stance of John the Baptist? Jesus must increase, and we must decrease. The church is not in existence for its own ends. We are not an end to ourselves. Our role is to be the proclaimers of the one we call Savior and Lord. Maybe this pandemic Lent is giving us an opportunity to think about ways in which we might promote Jesus and be a little less concerned with our own brand identity. What if we took John's words to heart this Lent and prayed for ways that we could discern how we might be participants in increasing the ministry of Jesus? What if our goal as church was proclaiming Jesus and not simply promoting our programs? It's something to think about. I think the words of John the Baptist are very pertinent for us as Episcopalians and as Christians in the United States, particularly in these times. I think it's a good motto to adopt. He must increase, and we must decrease. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and in all our dangers and necessities, stretch forth your right hand to help and defend us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.